It's the 4th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford residents searching for work in the new year may be disappointed as employment opportunities have decreased from the same time last year. The 7th of January represents a peak time of year when new job searches trend upward, according to Google data. Research shows there are only 1,068 vacancies available in the area that houses over 185,000 people. When compared with January 2023, career openings are down almost 39%, where there is now 173 people for every available position. A year ago, that number was 106 people per posting. Individuals are being urged to upgrade their skill set to make themselves more marketable to employers. The Thameslink Cordwell Walk train depot in Bedford has had over 1,000 solar panels fitted to its roof in one of Bedfordshire's largest photovoltaic arrangements. The company said it was now well on its way to becoming carbon neutral by 2050. The Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association began the new year with a Luton Town Centre 3-hour street clean. 21 volunteers from the organisation participated in the operation, which also included the Bushmead area of Luton. A spokesperson for Ahmadiyya said that cleanliness was taught by the Prophet Muhammad as part of the Muslim faith. Ahmadiyya's Luton president Adnan Ahmad Toju said, "Our street cleaning endeavours aim to inspire community pride." Luton's Pamela Atwell stuck with her Slimming World regime after being diagnosed with pre-diabetes. The 68-year-old has since lost over 7 stone through her lifestyle changes and has vastly reduced her chances of becoming fully diabetic. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.